Okay, all of that, welcome. Today we are supposed to shortlist according to the program, only SADC. We did talk about this last week informally that we're supposed to shortlist for SADC and NDA, but we want to chat with the MDA issue and the start. Remember, as you recall, that in SABC we have 80 applicants and MDA 35. And both
okay.
Marcelo?
Thank you, Chair. I am also in the group of the I support the idea of having a re-advertising of the board. The board in our board of this country, we must balance the union.
Sunday? Well, when the issue of quorum, the board that we have now, that's correct. At least, but I think the general agreement is that we must advertise, but also we must shorten the period, so that it's not that late. Maybe the first 2 months of 2019, because Parliament will be rising soon. Do you agree with that?
Also to look at the newspaper that we have used to advertise, because we don't want a situation in which we re-advertise and come back to the same situation. We might as well look at the additional newspaper which were not taken on board in the past.
Maybe that is the other reason that's why we have few people applying. It's where we place our order. Maybe we need to broaden it so that we have access to the feathers in terms of the standard, the feathers carrying in the country. At least that one, we are done with it. I'm correct that it's 4 women, not 3. The sentence says 4. But when I checked, there were 3, but it's 1. You are looking at the entire 5. So we'll have to do it as quick as this is possible. And you agree that before the end of March, at least, everything must be in place in MDD. I know there will be periods between January 1st and February, but by before the end of March, I think we must be done. Okay. What we're going to do now, we're going to we're going to look at the process that informs shortlisting as we did a month ago. And I think it was August when we got this presentation. Members are aware that we have 4 vacancies in the CBC. We have 4 vacancies in the CBC. The very, very first vacancy, it was before the new board. The appointment of the new board. You recall that it took some month or two before members of the board were appointed. And then in that process, Ms. Nombu Sobati withdrew because of employment in the same sector within that sector. So she had to withdraw because of the contest of interest. So as we appointed, I would say we, although appointed by the president, as we appointed the new board, it was already vacant. And members will recall that the only charter accountant that we had in the board, Ms. Caritas, resigned. And I want to remind members that we took a decision to conduct an exit interview with her, but time didn't allow us. We'll have time, she won't have, she will have time, and then we're busy. So until now, we don't have exit interviews on all four of them. And I think that decision stands, that we must have that exit interview so that we know exactly why people resign. So the four vacancies are as a result of those resignations. Yeah, members will recall that the number of candidates to be shortlisted at twice. That works out on the three candidates the post, and there are four, as we know. You recall that once we shortlist, those 12 names will have to be published, and this is what we have read upon. And all of us know that there is a criteria for shortlisting, and one of them is the skills needed in the SABC members for the call. But in the main, now we are very weak, or the board is very weak on the in the area of finances. I'm sure that is understandable, but also the area of human resources and general governance, corporate governance, knowledge, because that is the key role in driving the affairs of SABC, not only one area of knowledge, but a broad knowledge of the number of experience in the board, because that talks to government. So this is what we'll have to do. The presentation was done to you members, and I don't think they will have to go back to that. You have the presentation, you know what must be done. But the area that I wanted to talk about is after the shortlist, the day that we publish, the 7th. There are 7 for the public to make comments and say whatever they want to say about those candidates. And then after that, or simultaneously, we then take the 12 members for qualifications check, security check. And you know we work with the very experienced people in this field. okay, whether it's a storage shed or qualifications. And that's the process of 7 working days. Is it 2 weeks? Because I'm not sure about this 2 weeks. We've been saying 7 days for public comments and then for the security check, which starts simultaneous with the security check, and then it overlaps to another week. Meaning there will be 2 full weeks before we interview. That's what it means if they were committed to. So those are the things that, and these are issues that are in the broadcasting that and then, informed by all that, we'll have to get into that exercise of shortlisting. Now, there are 80 names, we want 12. Maybe members must tell us the approach. Are we looking at all the names together? In the past, we used to have a subcommittee that looks at all this and then present the report to us, and then we take decisions. But the committee agreed that this whole exercise must be done by us. So, we want 12. Fandam?
Thanks, Chair. Before we proceed, you will recall there was the issue about, I forget his first name, but Mr. Mohuba, the one who allegedly asked two people to write his master's thesis. I don't know, as far as I recall, the committee itself was going to request the report from the university, and the board was going to do the same. So what is the status now? I mean, you can't have someone on the SABC board who falsifies information. So let's like to know where we stand on that.
Whoever is this thing with the chair of the board, and the report was that as the board, they are investigating the matter. It's long now, because it's been more than 2 months. So I will suggest that we get an update again from the chair of the board, because that matter is a stated at that level. Let's give them a chance, let them come back when we need to. Let them give us an update on that. Yes, that one was very sharp, if I remember. And we don't know now how far it is. A letter from this committee must go to the chair for an update on this one. Thanks, sir. I think that the approach, 12 candidates to be shortlisted.
Maybe we might agree on about 5 minutes to allow members to finalize their input in that regard. And then when we reconvene, we'll then allow each member to present and motivate his or her submission. And then obviously we'll follow the approach that we've been using in the past, starting with the common one, if there is a need for us to go to the next session until you arrive at the 12 that we need. But in the main, my approach is to allow each member to make his or her own presentation with the motivations of course.
I think that the apologies are noted. There are apologies, but for sure they are not. That's the proposal that 5 minutes break for members to talk to themselves in terms of the names, the 12 that they bring here. It will be wonderful. When we come here, when we come back here, we have names, 12 names that all of us agree upon, so that we don't come back with this one is raising this and all of that. But members can break for 5 minutes and look at those things and come back. We'll come back at 22:11. Surely we must do this so that the meeting can go through. Come back at 22:11. Thank you.
What's the name of the gentleman in the checkered suit? Chapel? Who's Chapel?
Yeah, the name.
I have the name, but I'm not seeing what I was hearing him say.
This lady needs some assistance here.
Okay.
Just want to confirm the name of when you say Chapel. So the name, the first person you referred to.
Oh, the very first one.
Who was speaking? The first person who spoke after the chair.
Is Kalapo.
Kalapo.
Kalapo. You have him there.
Yes.
Kalapo.
Okay, thank you.
You have my name.
Yes, I do. I have your name, sir. Yes, I have. What's the time now?
Thank you.
just like you on a Monday and Friday, like make sure they all get the Friday night.
Thank you.
Because seeing who's speaking here is a bit difficult.
Number 27. I hope everybody follows.
Yes.
Makubalo Vuyoka is a myth. It's a chartered accountant. My number 7 will be number 40. Is a Mr. Mufuke Matthew. My number 8 will be number 49. Mutian Benedict is a myth. In the master studies is 49. My number 9 will be number 50. It is a myth, Naidu Megan. My number 10 is a myth, Nene. Very familiar, Nene. Number 52, Miss Tozama Nene. Number 11 is a Mr. Nurik Michael. Number 56 in Masalit is my number 11. My number 12 is 59, Miss Patel Jasmina or Yasmina. And that's the last one. Why do I read? I read only 2 CAs. Why? I read more than 2. I read 3. Oh, it's not next to the Miss Naidu is a CA, just that. In the master list, it's not written like that next to A, I understand that. But at the end, it's written. So it's how many is 1, 2, 3. In the master list. The 3 CAs are the only 3 that we have in the master list, isn't it?
In fact, in the list you have read here, we have 4 CAs. Actual are all women. They are 4, they are all women.
Is my question?
It's just that they are not written, but I remember in the master list.
Yes.
All of them.
Makubalo,
Naidu, Jasmine, Jasmine.
Oh, yes. It's not even written.
Yeah, it's not written.
Thank you very much. Yasmina is the chartered accountant.
Yeah.
And it's not written here. Please correct that. So, those are the 12. Names agreed upon by all parties, and those are the people that we are going to interview. When? I'm told on the 30th of October we're interviewing the 12th. Now, I want us to agree I was checking if the report does have names. It can't have, because we just agreed upon all of them now. Can we first agree with the names and then go to the report? Look at that.
Yes, Chair. I think we had good discussions. There were several members that we are in agreement with, especially the female CA. I think it's a list that's a good list. answer questions and answer for anything they have to, may have to answer for at interviews. I think, we look forward to the interviews. And we're happy that there were quite a few names that we could agree on. Some that we didn't agree, but that's no problem. Interviews will come and people will be interviewed and changed.
Okay, Honorable Kalap.
Yes, Chair, we are happy on our side that we have at least people with expertise, especially women. And that's another, because the other thing which we must look at is the youth. Especially these women who are chartered accountants, knowing the governance process in the, after the withdrawal of some members in the board. So we show that we will be able at least to get a quality to fill those gaps. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Before we finalize everything, the Secretary will read the report that we'll have to adopt on this issue. As he reads the report, you will read the names that were critical as well.
I just wanted to say the report, because with your media indication, you were saying this will be publicized. That will it include also the newspaper address or the where in on the advertise? I just wanted to check that.
The emphasis that was made by Honorable Teddy was that we must reach every body possible in the country so that we have a product that is informed by what the public out there is saying in relation to the 12 names that were agreed upon. So it will try by all means so that it gets to the remote test area of our country.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, Honorable Member. This is a progress report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the filling of 4 vacancies in the SABC Board dated 16 October 2018. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the request of the Minister of Communications to commence with the filling of 4 vacancies in the SABC Board, reports as follows. A letter dated 10 May 2018 was received from the Minister of Communications informing the National Assembly of the resignations of Ms. Rachel Candidat, Ms. Phoebe Porchitas from the SABC Board, as well as the withdrawal by Ms. Maggi of the offer to be appointed to the board, and requesting the National Assembly to recommend 3 candidates for appointment in terms of Section 13 of the Broadcasting Act for the unexpired portion of the period for which Ms. Candidat and Ms. Porchitas Kubule were appointed, and 1 candidate for the unexpired portion of the period for which Ms. Maggi would have been appointed. A second letter dated 11 July 2018 was received from the Minister of Communications informing the National Assembly of the resignation of Mr. Vitala Mau in terms of Section 15.2 of the Broadcasting Act, number 4 of 1999, from the SABC Board with effect from 29 June 2018, and requesting the National Assembly to recommend the candidate for appointment in terms of Section 13 of the Broadcasting Act for the unexpired portion of the period for which Mr. Ramau was appointed until 15 October 2022. The committee advertised the call for persons to be nominated to serve on the SABC board and received 18 nominations. On 16 October 2018, the committee met and recommended that the following candidates be shortlisted for interviews. Mr. Kevin Jones, Advocate Likalakala Muchedi, Mr. Thabo Lishilo, Mr. Diliza Matikiza, Ms. Kunati Makwentu, Ms. Vuyokazi Makubalo, Mr. Matthews Mufukeng, Ms. Benedict Mutian, Ms. Megan Naidu, Ms. Toza Manene, Mr. Michael Nurik, and Ms. Jermina Patel. The names of the shortlisted candidates will be published on the Parliament's website for public comment for a period of 7 working days. The interviews are scheduled for Tuesday, 30 October 2018 at Parliament. Thank you, Chairperson.
That is the report, members. The issue of parliamentary website doesn't exclude our decision to take it broadly beyond the website. We'll use whatever avenue that we can use to reach all corners of our country to publicize, publicize these 12 names for comment, and we urge South Africans to participate in this process. Can I have the move of the report, Honorable Teddy?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the report at present.
And the second, Honorable Pandey? Are you seconding the report? Say it in full. It was not said. Say it in full. Yeah.
Chair, I will take up the report.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, members. I think I know Honorable Van Damme and Honorable Kalago did talk on this. But I think the way we have handled this matter and the way we handled other matters too of the committee, I think the committee must be commended on how they are able to find each other in difficult issues of the committee. This is one of the areas that are so difficult. I know it's not an outcome of four candidates yet, but to agree smoothly as we did to the 12, it shows the maturity of the members that we have in the committee. Not only the maturity, but also the art of negotiations and finding each other and all of that. And I think that is commendable from the side of the members of this committee. Well done. That's our report. It's adopted. We'll now ensure and monitor that these 12 names are all over the country. And I hope media will also assist in this regard, so that we get everybody talking on this. Because SABC at this point is a matter of debate in the country. Whether it's in terms of problems of finances, whether it's you know what is discussed between management and unions, organized labor and SABC, in relation to Section 189, it's something that is in the public debate out there. So I think together we'll be able to assist to turn the corner on what is happening. Thank you. for now, we really need the comments from the public. It's not about voting for each candidate, no. It's about saying if it's termed Mosengoma in within the list of 12, say whatever you want to say about termed Mosengoma in terms of what you know about him and all of that. So it's about that. It's about, it's not about voting for him to be in the board. No. If there are issues, raise them. We'll take them, look at them, and all of that. But the other issues are that of the. This is the process of South African citizens. Because once you are not a South African citizen, you are immediately disqualified. So, whoever is applying, whoever is here, we must thoroughly check. That's number one. Number two, we must check as to even members that are right to do so before we go for interviews. Raise whatever one of the 12 has. You remember some of the people that were appointed, there were things coming after the appointment. So if those things can come before, so that we don't appoint people who don't qualify. But members, thank you very much. I'm not sure if we have another item in the agenda. Where are the minutes? We don't have. I think we've come to the end of the meeting, members. Now the meeting is adjourned. We'll meet again next week. One thing that I wanted to clarify, which I heard from radio, we today, it was clear that we're not going to discuss the turnaround strategy of SABC by the minister. Because I heard that we're going to shortlist and then deal with the turnaround strategy. No, that one is not in our agenda. No turnaround. We have discussed turnaround strategy with SABC board. So in our agenda, it was only that today. Thank you very much. Remember, the meeting is adjourned. Members can remain. There is an announcement that is going to be made.
Oh, we can have breakfast.